Evening peeps, Sam here again. Just thought I'd give you an update on my Kate. Bless her. It's a good job I went, because there is a problem. She has, it's a problem with her anal glands, but it's not that they're full. She's got a little abscess in the left one. He said there's just a bit of an infection there. Bless her. When the veterinary nurse held her head, and of course the vet donned his rubber gloves, and when she saw those, she was like, ooh, and he said, oh, she'd just seen the gloves, so she obviously knew what was coming, bless her. And he examined her, and he must have touched it, and she jumped about 6 inches in the air and went, ah! And he said, ah, yes, there is a problem, and told me what it was. He said, the first thing I'm going to say is don't panic. He said, it's relatively common, he said, but he said, nothing to worry about, he said, but it was well worth bringing her down. So he's given her an anti-inflammatory injection. He's given me some antibiotics. He said, are you able to do that? I said, yeah, that's fine. They're palatable ones, so she should chew them. But if not, I'll just have to shove them down the hatch, won't I, Kate? So she's got to have 1.5 twice a day, starting this evening. And I've got to take her back on Tuesday at 4:20. He said, usually that's enough to get rid of it. He said, it sometimes takes a week or two to get rid of. But he said, it's not nothing to worry about if it's a one-off. He said, has she had problems with her anal glands before? I said, no. All the time I've had her, she's never had a problem with them. And I've had her 2 years in July. So he said, well, if it's a one-off, then, you know, nothing to worry about. He said, obviously, if it becomes a regular occurrence, then we can talk about other options. Of course, the last resort is having them removed, which I know a couple of people dogs have had that done. And he said, obviously, guide dogs intervene then. I said, yes, they do. But that's my poor Kate-itude, isn't it, sweetheart? Yes. Oh. You're not feeling the best, are you? No, you're not. Poor Kate. I mean, she's kind of happy enough. When she saw the harness, she was like, oh, going out. But she's just not 100%. She's eating and drinking, and she's bright enough, but she's not quite her usual self. She's not quite her usual self, bless her. So that's the latest on Kate. It's a good job I went, because I was thinking, I said to the vet, I said, I'd rather come and it not be anything to worry about than not come, and it turns out there is a problem that gets worse. And he said, well, it's a good job you came, he said, because you've caught it, you know, at an early stage, and he said it would have got worse, and it just would have got more unpleasant for her. He said, so it was worth you coming down. So that's that. Charlie China Way. Bless him. Really, yeah. Hello. You're going to say hello to Audio Boo for me? Hmm? Are you?
Hello.
Hello. Hello. And it is absolutely pouring with rain. I just spoke to my mum and she said that they had a horrendous storm earlier today. And she said it apparently is moving up the country. And I think we're getting it now. Because it is absolutely... It started raining just as I came back. But now it is hammering down. It's really horrible. So, whether we'll get the thunder that they had. She said one clap of thunder was so big it tripped their electric. So, that's that. Yes. And you shouted me as soon as I came in, didn't you? Yeah, you shouted me as soon as I came in. You heard me come in and shouted hello as soon as I walked through the door. You're going to laugh. Oh, he's not going to do it now. Now I want him to perform. He's not going to. They never do they? You never do you? No. Anyway, that's that. That's,
Hello.
That's the latest on Kate. So,
Hello.
Hopefully over the next couple of days she'll start to feel a bit better. So there we are. I'll leave it there and I'll speak to you all soon.